哎，今天我要来谈的是浅谈预定论。
Today we'll have a brief discussion on predestination.
很多人把圣经的预定论解释为宿命论。
Many people explain this predestination as fatalism.
其实宿命论跟预定有很大的差别。
Actually, there's a huge difference between predestination and fatalism.
那预定论如果要讲得很详细，要花很多的时间。
It would take us a lot of time if we want to talk about the details of predestination.
而且比较复杂。
And it's kind of complicated.
所以我今天要讲的就是浅谈，就是没有很深入的去探讨。
So today we're going to have only a brief discussion on predestination.
主要讲几个重点。
We'll talk about important points.
这样比较容易了解。
So it will be easier for us to understand.
我先来谈的是预知与预定。预知是预先知道，预定是预先安排好。
So we'll first talk about foreknowledge and predestination. So to foreknow is to know in advance, and to predestine is to set in advance.
在保罗书信常常提到这个问题。
And in Paul's letters, he often talk about this.
看罗马书的第八章。
Look at Romans chapter 8.
29节。
Verse 29.
罗马书的第八章29节。
Romans 8:29.
因为神预先所知道的人，就预先定下，效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。这里有提到预先所知道，就预知预先定下，就是预定，所以神有预知预定这个问题。
So here it talks about the foreknowledge and predestination.
再看三十五节。
Look at verse 30.
预先有定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称为义，所称义的人又叫他们得荣耀。这里也提到了神所预定的人会招他来信耶稣。
Here it says, for those he predestined, he also called.
那除了数据改教运动的时候
，I'm sorry，
除了数据哈，改教运动做宗教改革哈。
In the 16th century，
有三个领袖。
Oh, there's a Reformation.
第一个是马丁路德。
So there were three leaders. The first one was Martin Luther.
他是德国人。
He was a German.
第二个是楚英里。楚英里。
The second one is Zwingli.
他是瑞士人。
He was a Swedish.
瑞士。
Swedish.
第三个是加尔文，他是法国人。
The third one is Calvin. He was a French.
那马丁路德开始改教运动的时候。
And during Martin Luther's time,
加尔文才七岁。
Calvin was only 7 years old.
后来长大加入这个宗教改革的工作。
Later on, after he grew up, he joined the Reformation.
所以通常认为除了数据的改革运动有三个领袖。
So usually we think that there are three leaders in the 16th century, the Church Reformation.
加尔文本来是学法律的。
Calvin studied law before.
他19岁就拿到法学博士。
When he was 19, he got a PhD in law.
写了好多书。
He wrote a lot of books.
后来他研究神学还有哲学。
Later on, he studied theology and philosophy.
还有拉丁文学。
And Latin.
他早期的著作很多书，拉丁文还有希腊文。
And a lot of his books were written in Latin and Greek.
对这个预定预知，他有他不同的看法。
And he had a different idea of foreknowledge and predestination.
他说神给人神先预定才预知，预定在先，预知在后。
So he said foreknowledge comes before predestination.
他说如果预知先，预定后，就拣选就不得恩典。
So he said if foreknowledge is first and predestination is later, then the chosen ones are not receiving really a blessing.
他说如果神预先知道某个人会信耶稣，
He said, if God knew that someone is going to believe in Jesus,
然后一定拣选他,
and then predestined that person to be chosen,
和神一先知道某个人信耶稣会守神教训,
so he said, God knows who is going to believe in Jesus and will obey him,
所以一定他得救,
so predestined the person's salvation.
这样被拣选跟得救跟行为有关系了,
then the one who are chosen, the reason why they are chosen is that they have good conduct.
如果跟谁有关系，那就不是恩典了。
And if the one being chosen because of their conduct, then that's not a blessing or grace.
所以他应当预定先预住在后。
So he said predestination will come before foreknowledge.
啊，其实预定先预住后也是恩典呢。
Actually, if foreknowledge comes before predestination, it's still a blessing.
因为有神的恩典临到，我们才被拣选。
Because God's grace come upon us, that's why we're chosen.
因为有神帮助，我们才所能够守神教训。
With God's help, we're able to obey Him.
所以预定先预住后也是恩典。
So even if predestination is before foreknowledge, it's still a grace.
啊，他又说，我知道我现在在做什么。
He also said, "I know what I'm doing now."
因为我已经在做。
Because I'm doing it now.
已经在做，所以我知道我在做什么。
Because I'm doing it now, so I know what I'm doing.
他用这个事实来说，预定先预住在后。
So he used this knowledge to.
I'm sorry. 我知道我在做什么，因为我正在做，所以预定先预住在后面。
So he said, predestination comes before foreknowledge because I know what I'm doing.
这个说也是有点奇怪。
And this is kind of strange.
我们要做什么事之前。
Before we were going to do something,
不就先想过吗？
Don't we think about it first?
你没有想过你怎么做的要做什么？
If you don't think about it first, how do you know what you're going to do?
你先想过我要做什么，然后才去进行。
You first think about what you're going to do, and then you go ahead and do it.
所以不可能我已经做才知道我在做什么。
So it's not possible that I have done that, so I know what I'm doing.
我还没有做就有计划要做了。
Before I do it, I had a plan.
然后才开始做啊。
And then I started to do it.
啊，所以他都，我知道我做什么，因为我已经在做。这个逻辑有点奇怪。
So this logic is kind of strange because I'm doing it, so I know what I'm doing.
啊，其实圣经里面预定先预住后没有圣经根据。
Actually, foreknowledge comes before predestination has not founded in the Bible.
反而预住先预住先预定后面才有圣经根据。
Actually, foreknowledge before predestination has founded in church.
啊，刚刚所看的
in Bible, sorry.
刚刚所看的罗马书八章二十九节。
So we're looking at Romans 8:29.
这里先讲预先知道，才讲预先定下。
So here it says he foreknew and then he predestined.
可见预知先预定后，圣经有根据啊。
So we can see that we have biblical foundation that foreknowledge comes before predestination.
啊，再看彼得前书第一章。
Look at 1 Peter 1,
第二节
verse 2.
彼得前书第一章
1 Peter 1,
第二节
verse 2.
就是照父神的先见被拣选、这里谈到了父神的先见，这个先见就是还没发生，先看神先看见叫先见。
So here talks about foreknowledge of God. That means before it happens, God already sees it.
这个跟先知预知一样，还没有发生，神知道了叫先知。
So God already knows it before it happens.
跟预知也是一样意思了。
That's similar to knowing in advance.
先讲先见，才说拣选。
And then we have foreknowledge, and we have.Choosing.
可见神先预知，然后再拣选某一个人。
So God had foreknowledge before He chooses someone.
这个圣经有根据啊。
This is founded in Bible.
再看彼得前的一章二十节。
Look at 1 Peter 1 verse 20.
彼得前的一章二十节。
1 Peter 1 verse 20.
基督在上述以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现啊！这里说。基督在创世以前，神已经预知他了。
So here says God already foreknew Jesus before the creation of the world.
然后末世才为我们显现。
And it was revealed at the last time.
我们从这里可以了解，神先预知，然后才预定。
So from here we know that foreknowledge comes before predestination.
所以加文所说的预定先预知后，圣经没有根据。
So what Calvin asserted that.Foreknowledge comes after predestination. It's not founded in Bible.
反而预知先预定后有几个圣经根据。
But foreknowledge comes before predestination. This is founded in the Bible.
那虽然预知先预知后有圣经根据，但是我们并不强调 一株先预定后这个观念。
We do not emphasize the idea that foreknowledge comes before predestination, even though we can find them in the Bible.
因为神的存在永远的现在。
Because God's existence is everlasting present.
他没有过去未来分别。
He does not have the past or the future.
既然没有过去未来分别，怎么有哪一个先后的问题呢？
If there's nothing about the past or the future, then there's nothing like before and after.
应当正确的说就是预知预定同时发生。
So the correct way is that foreknowledge and predestination they happen at the same time.
同时神什么都看见，什么都知道，同时神什么都安排好。
So God can see and arrange at the same time.
我们看出埃及第三章。
Look at Exodus 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
出埃及记第三章十四节。
Exodus 3:14.
神对摩西说：“我是住有永有的啊！”神对摩西说：“住有永有。”这个中文的翻译也是翻译很好。住有就是住即有，没有人创造他，没有人生他。永有就永远存在，永不改变啊！这个中文这个翻译啊，应当是很好。
Here in verse 14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." In a Chinese version, is that "I am who I am. I'm everlasting."
啊，那这个。英文圣经有的翻译 I am who I am， 有的翻译 I am just I am， 这个 just 跟 who 意思一样啊。
So in the Chinese version， in the English version is I am that I am or I am who I am。
这个 I am 就是说现在动词啊。
I am is it the present time？
就永远存在，永远不改变。
I'm here forever. I will never change。
啊，神是永远存在，永远不改变的。
God is everlasting and He will never change。
啊，所以他没有过去未来分别。
He does not have a distinction between the past and the future.
神讲过的，基督耶稣也讲过。
So what God said, Jesus said that before too.
看约翰八章二十四节。
Look at John 8 verse 24.
约翰八章二十四节。
John 8 verse 24.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们若不信我是基督啊，这个基督中文圣经旁边几个点。表示原文没有，所以原文就是说，你人不信，若不信，我是这个我是跟刚刚所看出来的三章十五节那个我是同一个字。
Here it says, if you do not believe that I am, that's the same as what we saw in the book of Exodus. I am who I am.
这个约翰八章我是当然这个是希腊文写的。
Of course, here I am. That's written in Greek.
出埃及记的原文啊，当然是希伯来文。
And the book of Exodus was written in Hebrews.
但耶稣传道说已经有这个，其实是译本，就是说旧约希伯来文的希腊文翻译本。
And when Jesus was preaching the gospel, we already had a Bible written in Greek.
那根据希腊文的翻译本，出埃三章十六节这个我是，跟约翰八章二十四的我是同一个字。
And according to the Greek translation, that I am is the same as the book of Exodus.
耶稣说我就那个我是啊。
So Jesus was saying, I am that I am.
如果你不信我是那个我是，你会死在罪中。
If you do not believe that I am, then you will certainly die in your sins.
耶稣用这个话来证明他永远存在，永远不改变神。你不信，你就会灭亡。
Jesus used this to prove that he is the everlasting God, and if you do not believe in him, you will be destroyed.
啊，因为耶稣是天上神。
Because Jesus is God in heaven.
他为了救人才到世界来。
And for the sake of human, he came to this world.
所以因为神永远现在永远不改变，没有过去未来的分别，我们就不应当说哪一个先哪一个后。
Because God is everlasting, there's no past or no future, so we should not say there's something happened before the other.
神写的剧本。
I'm sorry.
剧本就演戏的剧本。
And God wrote a plot of play.
神的兼导演。
And God is also the director.
人生一台戏。
And our life is but a play.
这个戏是什么戏呢？就救恩。
What kind of play is this? It's a play of salvation.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Look at 1 Peter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书一章第九节。并且得着你们信的果效，就灵魂的救恩。这里谈到信的果效，就灵魂的救恩。
Here it talks about receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
那第十节说，论到这个救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细寻求考察啊，这个关于这个神的救恩的问题， 旧约的先知都考察过了。
So regarding salvation, the prophets were studying intensely about it.
他怎么考察呢？
How do they do it?
属于这说，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵啊。这里说考察他们心里基督的灵。
So here they search the spirit of Christ in their heart.
就时代基督还没有出生啊。
Because in the Old Testament time, Christ was not born
应
当
yet. 应当说考察里面圣灵。
So we are searching the spirit,
叫做神的灵
or the spirit of God.
但这里并没有讲圣灵，也没有讲神的灵。
But here, it did not talk about spirit of God or spirit or Holy Spirit.
考察他们里面基督的灵。
But to search the spirit of Christ.
这个目的是给当时信徒了解基督就是天上神。
And this is for the members to understand that Christ Himself is God in heaven.
基督的灵跟圣灵或是神的灵同一个。
The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of God, and spirit, the Holy Spirit are one.
他故意写基督灵，而不写圣灵或是神的灵。
So here he talks about the Spirit of Christ, not God's Spirit or Holy Spirit.
那考察什么内容呢？
So while researching,
他说预先证明基督受苦难，后来多种啊，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候啊？就基督要受苦难，定十字架，然后复活升天，多荣耀。
That talks about the suffering of Christ and his resurrection and the glory.
主这什么时候是讲时间，什么样的时候是讲背景呢？
Trying to find out the time and circumstances.
就什么时候耶稣定十字架，然后复活夺荣耀啊？这个发生这个事情时候，同时发生什么时候那个背景怎么样？
So we're studying the time and the background when Jesus was crucified.
啊，十二节。
In verse 12,
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们啊。这里谈到他们写预言，不是为他们自己，是为了新约时代的信徒。
So the prophets that was written was not for themselves, but for the members in New Testament time.
因为基督受苦难，后来复活得荣耀，是新约时代才发生的。
Because Jesus suffering and He was glorified happened during the time of New Testament.
旧约时代先就说预言说还没有发生。
And during the Old Testament time when the prophets were prophesying that it did not happen yet.
预言是为了新约时代信徒写的。
So prophets are for the members in the New Testament time.
救恩啊，这个圣经的主题啊，就救恩。
And the main theme of Bible is salvation.
旧约是救恩的计划。
So the Old Testament is the plan of salvation.
啊，有预言，有预表。
Yes, prophets.
焦点是基督，就预言预表基督的救恩。
And the focus is on Jesus. So our prophecy is about Jesus' salvation.
基督是圣经的中心人物。
And Jesus is a focus person of the Bible.
耶稣说过，为我作证的就是这个圣经。
Jesus said that this Bible testifies me.
那新约就是救恩计划的实现。
And the New Testament is the realization of the salvation plan.
So, 耶稣在十字架上说成了。
So Jesus said it's finished on the
cross. 律法成全了。
The law has been accomplished.
救恩的计划实现了。
And the plan in Old Testament is accomplished.
啊，再看下面。
Continue to read.
啊，那靠着从天就是十二。十二节的中间就下面就啊中间这边哦。
In the middle of verse 12。
那靠着从天上差来的圣灵，传福音给你们的，就是首都时代，是圣灵啊，借着他们传福音给当时首都时代信徒啊。
So the gospel was preached by the Holy Spirit.
现在将这些书写给你们，就是把先知预言来告诉使徒说信徒，预言已经应验了。
So here it says that the prophecy has been realized.
然后下面说，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Even angels long to look into these things.
我们从这一段就了解神编这个剧本的剧名啊，就是神的救恩了。
So from here we can see the play of God and the name of the play is the salvation of God.
救恩先知的先知把预言写在旧约圣经上。
So the prophets wrote the salvation with their prophecy.
先知要考察这预言怎么成就。
And the prophets were trying to understand how this will be realized.
使徒们就根据预言的应验来向当信徒说明这个预言已经成就了。
So here it proclaimed that the prophecy has been realized.
啊，天使要查看这个预言怎么样的进展，怎么样的成就。
Even angels long to look into the things.
所以看这个戏里有三种这个观众。
So there are three kinds of audience in this play.
第一个是旧约的先知。
The first is the prophets in the Old Testament.
第二个是使徒们。
And apostles.
第三个天使。
And the angels.
啊，在观看这个戏的剧情，还有它的进展，还有它的结局。
So this audience, they were looking at the play and looking at the end of this play.
所以说，人生是戏剧，那么这个戏剧的主题就是神的救恩。
So our life is a play, and the main theme of this play is God's salvation.
啊，神写的剧本。
God has written a play.
剧本写好不能修改。
And after the play is written, we can't change it.
也不需要修改。
And there's no need to change.
因为他看见未来。
Because he can see the future.
他看见每个人的一生的过程。
He can see everyone's life.
他也看见每个人最后的结局。
And he can see everyone's endings.
甚至一个国家或者宇宙的历史。
And even the history of the universe and the countries. How they can change.
有什么样的结果。
What's the ending?
神早都看见了。
God could see it.
因为一切万事的未来，以前讲都是现在已经发生，摆在面前了。
Because for in the past, people were seeing the future, but for now, they are already happening.
所以这个剧本不需要修改。
So we don't need to change the play.
预定好了。
It has been predestined.
如果以神自己讲呢？
For God himself said,
应当说，我知道，我排好，没有说预知预定。哎，意思用人去了解神，因为人的时间限制还没有发生，神知道叫预知；还没有发生，神排好叫预定。用神用人有时间限制的人去看神有意的问题，以神自己讲，他因为现在没有意了，所以以神自己讲是我知道我排好。
So for God, everything is everlasting present, so He knows everything. But we humans were bounded by time, so we have predestined for knowledge.
那圣经写给人看的。
The Bible is written for man.
所以当然写圣经的人要考虑到人有时间限制。
So the person who wrote the Bible will have to consider that humans are bound by time.
所以为了让人了解神的作为，还没有发生，神已经知道，叫预知。
So in order to let this reader to understand, we have to say this for knowledge of God because before it happened.
还没有发生，神排好叫预定。
And this, to set before the time is to predestine.
啊，如果用神自己讲呢，我知道了，我排好了，没有一点问题。
But for God Himself, He already knew it and. There is no predestined or foreknowledge.
看以赛亚书四十六章。
Look at Isaiah 46.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以赛亚书四十六章。
Isaiah 46.
第十节。
Verse
10. 我从起初主名末后的事，从古时言明末后的事啊，这里说神从起初从古时。就把以后事情都讲清楚了。
Here says, I may know the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, what is still to come.
因为人的未来是神的现在。
Because man's future is God's present time.
所以还没发生的，神都已经看见了。
And for whatever has not happened yet, God has seen it already.
他已经知道了。
He already knew it.
所以就把它说清楚。
So he is describing it.
借着先知把它写下来。
Here the prophets wrote it down.
先出预言，有的就几千年后要发生的，后来都一个一个应验。
Sometimes the prophets are about the things happening 1,000 years later, but then they are it will happen.
书节下面又说，我的筹算必立定，神有计划，他的计划一定会成功的。
So it says, my purpose will stand. That means God has a plan, and His plan will stand.
凡我所喜悦的，我必成就啊！神喜欢的，什么都能做到。
I'll do all that I please.
因为神全能。
Because God is Almighty.
啊，我们想做的有时候做不到啊。
Sometimes we want to do something, but we can't do it.
但因为我们的能力有限。
Because our abilities are limited.
但他就全神就全能的神。
But God is an Almighty God.
所以他喜欢做什么都成功。
So whatever He likes to do, it will be successful.
他看见未来。
He can see the future.
每个人的结局、一生过程，或是宇宙的历史演变、国家的历史演变，都摆在神面前，他什么都看到了。
God can see everything, the history of universe, the history of all countries, and the history of
mankind. 而且什么都排好了。
And he arranged everything already.
他所设定一定会成，会成功。
Whatever he said, whatever he does, is going to be successful.
因为他全能。
Because he's almighty.
啊，我们先有做些基本观念，然后才来了解这个预定论，应当更容易。
So we have this basic concepts, we'll be able to understand predestination.
有些基本观念要先了解，我们才能够更深入去思考这个问题。
We need to understand the basic concepts before we can go further and study more.
我现在谈的第二个问题。
So the second question,
宿命跟预定论，就宿命论、预定论有什么差别呢
？The difference between fatalism and predestination.
天主教的轮，不是天主教，佛教啊，佛教的轮回说啊，就是宿命论了。
And in Buddhism, the idea of reincarnation that's about fatalism.
前世行善，今生得了好报，报好的这个报赏。
Because you have done something good in the previous life, so you're going to get rewarded this life.
全世行恶，今天要去承担这个后果，要受苦。
If you did something evil in your previous life, then this life you're going to suffer.
有的你要就嫁给一个丈夫。
Sometimes, for example, a girl married a man.
丈夫很凶暴。
And the man is violent.
常常打她。
Would beat the wife very often.
就安慰自己。
And then she will comfort herself.
我前世欺负她。
It must be that in my previous life, I bullied my husband.
今世他来讨这个债。
And in this life, he's revenging.
我要甘愿接受，不要反抗。
So I will accept it, and I will not reject it.
假如我反抗这个债没有还清楚啊。
And if I try to avoid it, then I am not paying back my debt.
我下一辈子还会再被继续被欺负啊。
And in my next life, I'll be bullied by him again.
所以为了让这个债赶快还清楚，我被打我就忍受，因为我前世欠他，现在他在逃。
So because of this debt, now that he's beating me up, I will endure it.
啊，如果活在树上活得很好啊，吃啦穿啦什么都很顺利啊。
And if you in this life you're having a good life, everything's successful.
因为我前世做很多善事啊，我今天当然要享受啊。
Because I have done very good in my previous life, so of course I'm enjoying my life now.
啊，所以为了要下一辈子啊，这个来世啊，能够活得更好啊，我最初要行善，不要行恶。
So in order to have a better life in my next life, in this life I'm going to do good, not bad.
啊，如果遇到不如意事情。
And if I encounter something terrible,
命该如此，天注定，没有办法。
Well, this is determined by heaven. There's nothing I can do.
就变很悲观了。
So in this way, you'll be pessimistic.
就是宿命论了。
And this is fatalism.
有一个故事这样讲啊。
There's one story.
有一个人啊，很瘦。
There's one very thin person.
躺在苹果树下。
And lying down under the apple tree.
差不多没有，差不多快要死掉了。
Was about to die.
路旁有人经过，问他：“你有什么病吗
？”And there is a passerby asking this person, "Are you sick?"
我好几天没有吃东西了。
He said, "I haven't eaten any food for a long time."
你在苹果树下，苹果已经成熟，会摘下来吃啊。
He said, "You're under the apple tree. The apples are ready. You can just eat it."
他说：“如果天要活，天要活，天上神要活。
”He said, "If God want me to leave,"
我不吃也活了。
Even if I don't eat, I'm going to leave.
如果天上神要死。
If God want me to die,
我出来也会死啊。
Even if I eat it, I will die.
哇，这个路旁的人告诉他。
And the passerby said,
天要你死，你现在在这等死。
He said, God want you to die, that's why you're waiting here to die.
这个宿命论了。
This is fatalism.
自己该做不要做。
This is what you should do, but you don't do it.
不好的遭遇。
And you have bad encounter.
就归给神说，天要这样没有办法。
And then you attribute it to God. God want me to suffer.
就人呢不是很悲观吗
？Isn't this pessimistic？
我们在这想这个宿命论，这个轮回说啊，圣经没有轮回说这种说法。
And there's nothing like reincarnation in the Bible.
路加十六章记载
，In the book of Luke 12，
拉撒路被在亚伯的怀里。拉撒路啊，被在亚伯的怀里。
Lazarus was eventually in the bosom of Abraham.
亚伯呢，比离耶稣两千年前的人，两千年前啊。
Abraham was a person that was born 2,000 years before Jesus was born.
耶稣说，拉撒路被在亚伯拉罕怀里。
But Jesus said that Lazarus is in the bosom of Abraham.
那从亚伯拉到耶稣有2000年，怎么没有去投胎呢？怎么还在那边呢？
So why is it in this 2,000 years Abraham was still there? He did not go through reincarnation.
如果人死了会去投胎，为什么2000年还没有去投胎，还在那边呢
？And if people will go through reincarnation, why is it Abraham after he died for 2,000 years he's still there?
马太书记章记载耶稣的生了改变形象。
In Matthew 17, it shows that Jesus
改变荣耀的形象。
Jesus turned to a glorified body.
啊，那有以利亚、摩西同时出现。
And Elijah and Moses appeared at the same time.
啊，摩西比耶稣还早1500年。
Moses was born 1,500 years earlier than Jesus.
他怎么没有去投胎啊？
Why didn't he go through reincarnation?
啊，如果属人属鸡会投胎。
If we would go through reincarnation,
那一个人属鸡再成为人也是一个人嘛。
And after one person died and go through reincarnation, it's still another person.
但是人越来越多啊。
But we have more and more people.
神造亚当夏两个而已啊。
And God made Adam and Eve, there are only two of them.
如果属鸡投胎变成人，就两个在轮，怎么轮得出两个人？
And if we have go through reincarnation, then doesn't matter how many reincarnations we have only two people.
现在世界有60几亿的人口，哪里来啊？
We have more than 60 billion people. Where are they from?
所以这个轮回说是很不科学的。
So this reincarnation is really unscientific.
圣经也没有这个说法。
And it cannot be found in the Bible.
那这个宿命论有几个跟预定论不同的地方。
And there are several different things between fatalism and predestination. First,
预定论，这个宿命论没有神的目的的。
First of all, in fatalism, God has no purpose.
第二个呢？
Second,
他否定人的自由意志了。
It does not acknowledge the free will of man. Because God has no purpose.
因为没有人没有罪意志。
Because there's no free will.
遇到什么不如意事情啊。
So whatever terrible things you encounter.
命该如此啊。
You say, well, this is
supposed to be like
this. There's nothing I can do.
我没有别的选择了。
I have no other choice.
那人生观啊，就是很悲观。
So your perspective of life is pessimistic.
生活态度就很消极。
And your attitude is passive.
啊，这样的人啊，他的前途啊，很难成功。
And if we have this kind of attitude, it's hard for us to be successful.
他对这个很多困难不想去克服。
Because we will not want to overcome the difficulties.
命该如此，没有办法。
Well, it's predetermined. There's nothing I can do.
但预定论不是这样。
But predestination is different.
我们根据圣经了解什么是预定论。
And we're going to understand predestination according to the Bible.
第一个，他有神的目的。
First, God has a purpose.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Look at Rome 8.
二十八节。
Sorry, Romans.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans 8 verse 28.
我们晓得万事都是互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人啊。这个万数效力，有的译本翻成神在万数上都和他们同工啊，就是说我们遇到什么事有神同在，有神同工啊。
Here it says, in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. That means whatever we encounter, God is with us, is working with us.
就有神主意了。
So God has a purpose.
那神的主意是什么呢
？What is God's purpose？
要我们得益处啊，
得
益处啊。这个下面说要读叫爱神的人读一处，二十八节下面呢说要叫爱神读一处，罗马书八章二十八节啊，叫爱神读一处。
So here it says God works for the good for those who love Him。
啊，我们遇到什么苦难，好呢，不如速情神的目的要我们读更大的益处。
So if we encounter difficulties, we know God is trying to build us up。
所以有神目的啊。
So God has a purpose。
我们可以重新去了解这样的说法。
So would you be able to understand this kind of?
创世纪五十章啊。
Look at Genesis 50.
二十节。
Verse 20.
创世纪五十章二十节。
Genesis 5, sorry, 50, verse 20.
我从二十节从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。要保全许多人的生命，成就今日的光景。啊，耶稣被各国陷害，卖去埃及当奴隶。
So here it says Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt as a slave.
后来神安排给耶稣在埃及当宰相。
Later on, God arranged Joseph to become a prime minister in Egypt.
那因为埃及也有这个迦南地也有饥荒。
Because there was a famine in the land of Canaan.
但埃及在饥荒发生之前
，But for Egypt before the famine，
有经过七年的丰收。
There were 7 years of abundance.
耶稣当宰相
，And Joseph was a prime minister at that time.
就盖了好多仓库，把七年丰收出不完的五谷都 收藏在国库里面。
So he built up a lot of space for the storage of food for the 7 years of abundance.
所以接下来这个七年的饥荒啊，埃及就没有被饥荒灭掉。
So in 7 years of famine, Egypt did not become ruined.
那迦南地也有饥荒，所以他们就搬到埃及来。
And in the land of Canaan, because there were also famine, so the brothers they moved to the land of Egypt.
耶稣照顾他们。
And Joseph was taking care of them.
后来雅各死了。
Later on, Jacob died.
兄弟就商量。
So the brothers were talking.
爸爸还在，耶稣对我们这么好。
So when our father was still there, Joseph was nice to us.
现在爸爸离世，耶稣可能会报仇啊。
But now Jacob has died, so Joseph might revenge.
所以他们就来向耶稣求情。
So they came to beg to Joseph.
耶稣哭了。
So Joseph cried.
为什么哭呢？
Why did he weep?
你们不了解我。
He said, you don't understand me.
我早都告诉你要看顾你们了，为什么你们还要来不放心来求情啊？
I told you I would take care of you. Why is that you're still worried and begging me?
他说，从前你们意思要害我，我知道。
He said, you intended to harm me, and I know it.
但神意思好的呀。
But God intended for good.
成就今天的光景。
To accomplish what is now being done.
假如你们没有卖我。
If you did not sell me,
我怎么可能在埃及当宰相？
How could I become a prime minister in Egypt?
假如我没有当宰相，这个权位，这个方便。
And if I did not become a prime minister,
你们在迦南地就被消灭掉了。
You'll be destroyed by the famine in the land of Canaan.
所以这个是神安排啊。
So this is arranged by God.
虽然被陷害，
even though he was wronged,
他不想报复。
He did not want to retaliate.
为什么不想报复呢？
Why not?
因为知道这个神的主意啊。
Because he knew that this is God's intention.
其实耶稣要在埃及当宰相，神早就预定好了。
Actually, God has predestined that Joseph is going to become a prime minister in Egypt.
他17岁被卖埃及当这个奴隶。
When he was 17, was sold as a slave.
但被卖之前，他做了梦。
But before he was sold, he had dreams.
他梦见有一天有水捆的河捆围着拜一个河捆。
He dreamt that there were 11.
河捆叫麦捆啊，他们收割麦捆起来，有水捆围着拜一捆啊。
There were 11 bundles of wheat, and the 11 bundles were worshipping one bundle.
这个梦告诉兄他的哥哥骂他。
He shared this dream with his brothers, and his brothers scolded him.
难道我们属一个兄弟都拜你吗
？You want all of us brothers to worship you？
后来又做一个梦。
And then he had another dream.
他属一个星围着他拜他。
And there were 11 stars worshipping him.
还有太阳月亮拜他。
Also including the sun and the moon.
所以就人八百生气了。
And this time even Jacob was annoyed.
所以一个星代表他又是十一个兄弟。
Because 11 stars represent the 11 brothers of Joseph.
太阳代表爸爸，月亮代表妈妈。
And the sun represent Jacob, and the moon represent the mother.
所以雅各说，连爸爸妈妈都拜你，你什么怪梦啊？
He said, what kind of strange dream is this? You want your parents to worship you?
但是圣经说，雅各把这事放在心里。
But it says that Jacob put this in his heart.
究竟雅各的反应跟其他几个孩子不同。
After all, Jacob's reaction is different from the reaction of the
brothers. 几个孩子只够数数生气而已，但雅各他说把这事放在心里。
The brothers were only offended, but Jacob put this in his heart.
因为雅各有信心。
Because Jacob had faith.
信仰上有好多的经验。
And he had a lot of experience.
所以他就安静地思考这个问题。
So he was quiet and think about this issue.
可能这个不是怪梦啊。
Maybe this is not a strange dream.
可能有神的计划要实现。
Maybe there's God's plan.
所以就把这个事放在心里。
So he put that in his heart.
那因为被卖去埃及当奴隶。
Because Joseph was sold to Egypt as a slave.
后来才有当宰相的机会。
That's why he became a prime minister later.
那他带到埃及的时候，刚刚是做奴隶啊。
So when he went to Egypt, in the beginning he was a slave.
半数都很成功。
And he was successful in everything he did.
神跟他同在。
God was with him.
所以主人给他当总管家。
So the master let him to become the
master of the house. 总管家以后，他的祖母要引诱他犯罪。
And later on, the mistress wanted to steal him.
他拒绝。
And he rejected.
那这个祖母就向丈夫诬告耶稣要侮辱他。
And the mistress slandered Joseph, saying that slandered Joseph.
结果耶稣被抓起来坐牢。
So Joseph was put into prison.
在坐牢当中。
When he was in prison.
有酒政跟膳长，酒政是在王面前调酒给他喝的，膳长烧饭烧菜给王吃的。
There was a cupbearer and there was a chief baker.
都被关在里面。
They were both in the jail.
他做梦。
They both dreamed.
耶稣给他们解梦。
And Joseph was able to interpret.
他对膳长说：“过山你会被砍头。”
He told the chief baker, after 3 days, you will be hanged.
那对矫正说，过生你官会恢复原职，你会得到自由释放。
And he told to the cupbearer, you after 3 days you have your freedom and you will go back to your old job.
那你出去要向王说好话。
And please to mention me in front of Pharaoh.
我没有罪啊。
Because I'm innocent.
我说冤枉被抓来坐牢啊。
I'm innocent, but I'm in prison.
哎，结果这个矫正啊，回到王那边了，忘记了。
And there on this cupbearer went back to Pharaoh and he forgot about it.
过了两年，王才做梦。
After 2 years, and then the Pharaoh had a dream.
神早就看见了。
God has seen this already.
如果两年前矫正得到自由，告诉王耶稣是被诬告的、被陷害的，王就特赦这个下这个特赦令啊。耶稣就回故乡去了。
If 2 years ago the cupbearer were to remember Joseph and mention Joseph in front of the Pharaoh, then Pharaoh would have to let Joseph go, and Joseph would go home.
因为在监牢里多坐两年牢。
But because Joseph stayed for 2 additional years in the prison. 神给耶稣
再苦两年。
So God let Joseph suffer 2 more years.
等到王做梦才有机会给他做宰相。
Until Pharaoh had a dream, so Joseph would have the opportunity to become a prime minister.
啊，没有人可以为王解梦啊。
Because no one could interpret the dream for the Pharaoh.
就想起他的经验。
And the cupbearer remembered what happened.
说牢里有一个希伯来人会解梦。
He said in the prison,there is a Hebrew he can interpret the dreams.
就请他出来解梦。
So they asked Joseph to interpret the dreams.
耶稣有神给他智慧。
And Joseph had the wisdom that God
他为王对王说。
So he said to the Pharaoh,
你的国家7年内有这个丰收。
So he said, in your country there are going to be 7 years of abundance.
然后有7年的饥荒。
And 7 years of famine.
所以你在这7年的丰收当中。
So in the 7 years of abundance,
粮食吃不完。
You will have a lot of food.
要征收百姓出不完的粮食到你的国库，让你国库出进好多粮食。
So you want to tax the farmers and store up the additional wheat.
这样7年后，饥荒来了，就把国库的粮食抛售给百姓，你的国家才不会被饥荒灭掉。
And after 7 years, you'll be able to sell this stored food to the people, so your country will not be ruined by famine.
他不但能够解梦，而且能够献策。
Because so not only that he could interpret the dream, but he could also advise.
因为神给他同在。
Because God was with him.
王很高兴。
The Pharaoh was happy.
就给他做宰相。
So he let him to become a prime minister.
后来王所做的梦一个一个实现。
And later on, Pharaoh's dream realized.
耶稣的梦也实现，因为他当宰相了。
Joseph's dream was realized because he became prime minister.
他的兄弟第一次跟他见面时候。
When the brothers met him the first time,
不知道这个是他的弟弟在那边当宰相。
They did not know that Joseph was their brothers.
外国人来到这个国家，看到宰相规矩啊，就跪下来拜啊。
So the foreigners that came to this country and they saw the prime minister, of course they kneel down and pay him honor.
耶稣的梦实现了。
So Joseph's dream was realized.
就是预定啊。
This is predestined.
耶稣要在埃及当宰相，神早都排好了。
It's predestined that Joseph will become a prime minister in Egypt.
所以他的兄弟卖他。
So his brothers sold him.
是神因为要实现他计划的，任凭他们去做。
Because God wanted to realize his plan, so he let the brothers do that.
兄弟卖他，这个是不对的。
The brothers sold Joseph. This was wrong.
但因为神的成就的计划，就任凭他们的这样的行为。
But because God wanted to realize His plan, so He would let the brothers do that.
结果实现神的计划。
And it realized God's plan.
刚刚遇到时候，耶稣不了解。
And when Joseph just encountered it, he did not understand.
我没有做什么对不起神的事情啊。
I didn't do anything against God.
怎么要去当奴隶啊
？Why is I become a slave?
我首先教训，怎么还要去坐牢啊？
And I keep God's command, but as a result, I have to go to the prison.
我解梦以后，为矫正解梦以后，应当得到自由，怎么又多坐两年牢啊
？I interpret dream for the cupbearer. I should have my freedom. Why is I staying in jail for 2 additional years?
他当初也许不了解为什么这样。
Maybe he did not understand why.
但是后来就看得很清楚。
But later on, he could see that clearly.
我们弟兄间所遇到的。
So when our brothers and sisters we encounter something,
你刚刚遇到困难的时候，你会说神啊，你怎么这样？
When we encounter difficulties, we ask, why? God, why are you doing this to me?
但我们知道，凡事有神主意了。
But we will know that God has His will.
有神的目的了，要我们给得到更大的恩典呢。
God has His purpose, and we're going to receive even bigger grace.
你刚刚遇到不了解，但是你过了几年回头看很清楚了。
When you just encounter, you don't understand that. But after several years, you look back, you understand it.
哦，神给我们所遇到都叫我们得益处。
So God will let us encounter things, and He has His purpose.
这个是神的目的。
And God has his purpose.
所以预定的是有神目的的。
So predestination, that means God has a purpose.
再来，预定是神认同人有自由意志。
And for predestination, that God respects man's free will.
宿命论说没有自由意志。
But in fatalism, we do not have free will.
天命定这样，我没有选择。
Because heaven has decided, and I don't have a choice.
就是没有自由意志。
Then you don't have free will.
但圣经说神给人有自由意志。
But in the Bible, it says God gives us free will.
我们可以自由选择。
We can choose.
啊，我们看这个创世纪第二章。
Look at Genesis 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis 2.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
创世纪二章十六节。
Genesis 2, verse 16.
神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上果子，你可以随意吃。”十七节。
17。
只是分别善恶树上果子，你不可吃，因为你吃了这日子必定死。啊，这个十六节，神对亚当说
：“In verse 16, God told Adam,
园里面的东西你都随便吃。
You are free to eat from any tree in the garden。”
就是神给人自由意志。
This is the free will that God has given to man.
你可以决定你要做什么就做什么。
You can decide what you want to do.
所以人是自由的。
So we're free.
可是神给人自由是有限制的。
But this freedom is restricted.
所以书记就说，分别善恶树的果子你不能吃。
In verse 17, he said, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
有限制的自由才是真正的自由。
And freedom with restriction is a real freedom.
如果没有限制的自由，那是放纵。
And if there are no restriction of freedom, that's
好像国家法律
that's indulgence. It's like the law.
啊，国家法律是给人民自由啊。
The law is supposed to give us freedom.
很多事情你都可以做啊。
We can do many things.
但有些事不能做的。
But there are things we can't do.
你去做就犯法。
If you do it, you're against the law.
所以国家给人民自由是有限制啊。
So the freedom that the country gives us is restricted.
假如没有法律的约束，什么事你不该做，那这个社会就很乱了，没有秩序了。
And if there are no restriction from the law, then we will be in chaos.
善良没有保障，善良的人没有保障啊。
And for the good people, they are not protected.
啊，公路是谁都可以开车的，是国家给大家自由。
And the highway is given by the country, so anyone can drive on it.
但是它也有交通规则啊。
But there are rules.
啊，如果没有交通规则，交通就大乱。
If there are no rules, then our traffic will be in chaos.
所以神对亚当说。你不能吃善恶果。
So God told Adam, you should not eat.
因为他的自由有限制。
Because your free has restrictions.
到你吃的日必定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
就乱用自由意志的后果。
And this will be the consequence of using your free will.
乱用自由意志不是等于自由，是放纵。
Because if you abuse your free will, then this is not considered freedom; it's indulgence.
我们看《哥林前》的第十章二十三节。
Look at First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章二十三节
Chapter 10 verse 23。
凡事都可行但不得益处，凡事都可行但不得造就人啊。信耶稣是自由的。
Here it says everything is permissible but not everything is beneficial.And believing Christ, we have freedom, we can do everything.
有没有益处啊?
But we have to consider whether it's beneficial.
能不能造就人啊?
Is it constructive?
有一次能造就人就去做。
If it's constructive, then you do it.
没有益处反而去妨碍到别人，不能造就人，那就不要做啊。
And if it's not beneficial to others, then we don't do it.
所以我们虽然什么都可以做，要考虑别人的反应了。
Even though we can do everything, but we have to consider the reaction of others.
啊，你所做的如果是会妨碍到别人，就不要做。
Whatever you do, if it's going to harm others, then you don't do it.
台湾有一个传道第一次来美国。
And there is a pastor from Taiwan the first time he visited U.S.
他不懂英文。
He did not understand English.
啊，那有一次在一个公共场所。
And one time in a public place,
他旁边有一个美国人
and beside him there was an American,
想抽烟
wanted to smoke,
就用英文问他我可以抽烟吗
So he asked him in English, can I smoke?
他以为是要请他抽烟
He saw that he's inviting him for a cigarette.
他说 no.
He said no.
哇，那个美国人不敢抽烟
So the American did not dare to smoke.
等一下烟瘾发作再问一次我可以抽烟吗
Later on he wanted to smoke again, so he asked, can I smoke?
他说 no.
He said no.
又不敢抽烟。
And he didn't dare to smoke.
因为美国人就尊重别人的反应啊。
Because Americans respect other people's reactions.
因为听不懂英文的话，那误会啊。
And because this pastor did not understand English, so there's
misunderstanding. 可能他不要抽烟了，可能他问可以抽烟吗？
Then on the pastor thought, maybe he's asking whether he is allowed to smoke.
所以我们不管做什么考虑，我们这么做对别人也不会造成伤害。
So whatever we do, we have to consider if our action is going to harm others.
所以神给我们自由啊，是有限制的自由。
God gives us freedom, but this freedom is restricted.
参考一节圣经啊。
Look at the verse.
加拉太5章。 十三节,
Galatians 5,
加拉太5章,
verse 13.
十三节,
Galatians 5, verse 13.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们自由当作放纵情的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍啊。这里谈到我们信耶稣要得自由。
Here it says we are called to be free.
但不要把自由当作放纵情的机会， 因为放纵情也不等于自由了。
But do not use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature, because indulgence is not freedom.
真正的自由是有限制啊。
A real freedom is restricted.
放纵就没有限制啊。
Indulgence has no restriction.
下面又说， 要用爱心互相服侍。
And it says serve one another in love.
为什么把这放在这里啊？
Why do we put it here?
因为如果你单考虑自己的需要，不考虑别人的反应，
because if you only consider your own need but not the reaction of others,
就是没有爱心啊。
Then you have no love.
我虽然喜欢这么做，
even though I like to do it this way,
但对别人没有益处，
but because it has no benefits to others, it's going to harm others.
用这个爱的原则去选择你的自由意志，这样就才是真正自由了。
And if you choose your freedom according to love, then this is real freedom.
好，那因为时间差不多到了，我们就到这里告一段落。So
we'll stop here.
下午再继续啊。
We'll continue in the afternoon.
看书，唱诗62首。
Sing hymn 62.